Disaster. What a disaster. Honestly, I don't know why Hollywood produces these award shows anymore. I mean, no one cares. No one outside of Los Angeles and New York City cares about these people in Hollywood. Like I told you guys the other day, I was actually invited to attend the Academy Awards Sunday night. Dear KC, we are proud to honor you with an invitation to the Butt Bongo Festival. Attached is the dress that all men attending are required to wear. We have also included a ticket for your plus one. Oh, how nice! My plus one! Not only did they provide a dress, they also included a ticket for my wife. Or, at least, that's what I thought initially. Once I looked at the fine print, I figured out my plus one was Rachel Levine. I don't think I need to explain why I didn't RSVP. I did not watch the Academy Awards Sunday night, or as the Hollywood elites like to call them, Oscar. Those elites in Hollywood, they always find a way to associate something with the wiener. I was too busy Sunday night to watch the Academy Awards. I actually contracted the services of the WNBA dump. I hired the best pooper swoopers to clean up my Yorkies' daily gifts that they leave in the backyard. Even though I know they are professionals, I still wanted to supervise the dump divers just to make sure they properly gathered all the waste. Even if I had the time, though, I would not waste my time watching the Academy Awards. Maybe if they had someone hosting that was worth the damn, someone like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, you know, actual comedians. Hell, at this point, I might have been willing to give Sean Squires a chance. It would have been mildly entertaining watching him embarrass himself. When I found out the host was Jim Kimmel, there was absolutely no way I was wasting my time watching this garbage. Now, if you were to believe the mainstream media, the 2024 Academy Awards were a resounding success. Jim Kimmel is amazing! Ratings for the Wiener Awards are up 4%! Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. Here we go again with the mainstream media serving us the shit sandwich. It's true, it's true. Ratings were up 4% when compared to last year. It's also true that this was the most watched show since Fauci spread his special sauce throughout America. 19.5 million people, lonely people, tuned into the Academy Awards Sunday night. Now, what the media won't tell you is these ratings suck. Well, KC, that doesn't make sense. You criticize the NBA for averaging 1.6 million. You criticize the WNBA for averaging 1.5 dozen. How can you say 19.5 million is a bad number for the Oscars? Well, compared to everything else on TV, 19.5 million is a good number. Compared to past performances of the Academy Awards, that same number represents one of the least watched shows in the history of the Oscars. To make matters even worse, ratings in the key 18 to 49 demo, they were down 5%. Which is a good thing. That's a good thing. It's a sign that normal people between the ages of 18 and 49 are continuing to turn their back on Hollywood. They tried increasing viewership this year by moving the show up an hour early. I guess they were trying to accommodate the older viewers. Judging by the ratings, the older demographic was the only one watching. Unfortunately, guaranteeing they would make it to bed by 10 o'clock, that was not enough to derail the Bruce caboose. 10 years ago, almost 44 million people tuned in to watch the Academy Awards. 44 million! At that number, they are competing with the NFL playoffs. Hollywood is attracting more viewers than anything in sports outside of the NFL. Now, let me ask you something. In the span of a decade, where did 25 million people go? In 10 years, how do you manage to turn away 25 million people? 2019, the Academy Awards drew almost 30 million. In the last 5 years, they've turned away 10 million people. How? You can't blame cord cutting. This polished turd is on broadcast television, free TV. How can you turn off an audience that's more than double the size of New York City? Number one, these award shows, they're painfully boring. They've always been boring, but in past years, people tuned in to see their favorite stars. People they could relate to, people they felt an emotional attachment to. Today, people can't relate to Hollywood stars because they are trying to convince their sons to become their daughters. And they're trying to convince parents that the family dog farting outside is destroying the climate. They don't mind the whoopee cushion filling the ozone layer with her boodle breeze. They make appearances on The View without the benefit of a gas mask so they can bask in the aroma of toxic mouth farts. But Roscoe, the family dog, when he gives you the courtesy of taking care of business outside, Hollywood accuses you of hastening the arrival of summer weather. Number two. Maybe millions of people decided to pass on the Academy Awards this year because of who was hosting. It is no secret, longtime viewers of this channel, you guys know that I think Jim Kimmel is a grade A doofus. I keep up with his show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, which is false advertising because there's nothing live about the show. It's taped hours before in front of a studio audience showing no signs of life. I have been covering Jim Kimmel for years now. I have yet to come across a single joke that was even remotely funny. I can laugh at good jokes about normal people. Lately, I have been listening to old clips of Rodney Carrington. Rodney Carrington, he has hours and hours of great material making fun of normal people. Go check out his set on Toby Keith. That is real comedy. Steve Harvey, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, they all make jokes about normal people of all races. Jim Kimmel, he employs a team of overpaid writers who write jokes exclusively about one race. Orange man bad! Recently, Jim Kimmel has been claiming that he is going to retire in the next 2 years. You know why he is contemplating retirement? Because the Trumper is almost 80 years old, and once he ceases to exist, Jim Kimmel will run out of material. The show opens Sunday night with a painfully boring monologue from Jim Kimmel. And that is not hyperbole. I am not exaggerating. This monologue was the drizzling shits. Let me show you some of the highlights. Jim Kimmel, he addressed the writer's strike from last year that no one cared about outside of Hollywood. I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was refreshing that late night television was shut down for 5 months. I was hoping the host would take a permanent hiatus. Maybe the networks could have used that time to find replacement hosts, people who could host a late night show and actually make it entertaining. During his monologue, Jim addressed the writer's strike, and he also made what the media is calling a joke about Robert Downey Jr. Watch for yourself.
For 5 months, this group of writers, actors, directors, the people who actually make the film said, we will not accept a deal. Well, not the directors. You guys folded immediately. But the rest of us said, we will not accept a deal without protections against artificial intelligence. And as a result, actors no longer have to worry about getting replaced by AI. Thanks to this historic agreement, actors are now able to go back to worrying about being replaced by younger, more attractive people. And I think that's great. This is the highest point of Robert Downey Jr.'s long and illustrious career. Well, one of the highest points. But was that two on the nose, or is that a drug motion you made?
This monologue was so boring, the tweakers and the nosebleeds were falling asleep. It would not surprise me if ABC was piping in courtesy laughs to massage the fragile ego of Jim Kimmel. He also made a joke about Robert De Niro dating some woman that is 30 years younger than he is, meaning his girlfriend is now qualified to receive Social Security. The joke about Bobby D, it was so bad, I could not find a clip available on social media. You know, it couldn't be a Hollywood awards show, though, without a passionate sermon from one of the deacons at Woke United Methodist. This year, the deacons, they selected Jonathan Glazer and gave him the task of delivering a bitter sermon on the dangers of Israel. Well, KC, who in the hell is Jonathan Glazer? I have no idea. From the little bit of research I did this morning, I would assume that Jonathan Glazer is a lonely dude. He's a movie director whose work focuses on desperate characters who are alienated and lonely. I have never seen or heard of one of his movies, but maybe Johnny is putting his real life on screen. I don't know. What I do know, his acceptance speech at the Academy Awards the other night, it was complete Garbage. Growing up, when people would give an acceptance speech, they would thank their spouse, they would show appreciation for their children, they would thank the staff who helped them win the award. In some extreme cases, some people would actually thank God. Now, obviously, that would never happen today. You are more likely to see someone from Hollywood giving thanks to the woke oak tree before they would show appreciation to the ultimate creator. Whoever the hell Jonathan Glazer is, he delivered a weird acceptance speech where I think he refuted his own Judaism or something. Hell, I don't know. Maybe you can make sense of this. I am not fluent in gibberish. Watch for yourself.
Who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza.
What the hell was he talking about? I have watched that clip 3 or 4 times. I'm picking up on the fact that he is not a supporter of Israel. I'm also assuming that Jonathan Glazer supports Palestine. Maybe he is a proponent of a two-state solution. The same two-state solution that has proven since the mid-2000s that it ain't working. Maybe a better platform for this speech would be the United Nations, because I have absolutely no idea what the hell the conflict in Israel has to do with an acceptance speech at a Hollywood award show. Towards the end of the night, Hollywood writers, they ran out of material for Jim Kimmel. There was several minutes of open air time towards the end of the show. Now, the producers, they had two options here. You can go to a black screen and wait for the local news to start, or give Jim Kimmel a microphone and let him do what he does best, not entertain an audience. Clearly, the best choice here is option one. Just go to a black screen, end the show early, and let the local news start when it does. Unfortunately, producers, they chose option two. Jim Kimmel came up with a brilliant idea to close the show. The producers begged him. I mean, they begged him not to do this. They even called in medical experts. They noticed the symptoms of OMB. Orange Man Bad! They noticed the symptoms of OMB were increasing. They were getting out of control. Medical professionals were trying to get things under control. And then this happened.
I was told we have like an extra minute, and I'm really proud of something. I was wondering if I could share it with you. Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopinopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous, blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
Somehow, Donald Trump's monologue was the funniest part of the show, and he wasn't even fucking there. You guys thought I was kidding about OMB. I'm sure some of you guys thought the disease was made up. I just showed you OMB is real. Jim Kimmel thinks about Donald Trump 24/7. This dude is hosting the Academy Awards, and the only thing on his mind is the Orange Man. Give me your thoughts. The Academy Awards, another ratings failure. They have lost 25 million viewers in the last 10 years. Now, God willing, this will be the last time that Jim Kimmel hosts the show. I mean, at this point, they would be better off with a muted moose than letting Jim Kimmel continue to sink the Titanic. Did anyone watch the Oscars the other night? Does anyone care anymore about these Hollywood award shows? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.